Unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones, have been keeping government officials busy lately. They're wrestling with a range of questions on whether any of the potential uses of this technology pose potential problems. Last week, the National Park Service issued a ban on drones in national park areas. It's a temporary ban. The service says it's looking at a set of permanent rules that might allow some UAV use in the future. But that decision is an opportunity for us to take a look at where Granite Staters can and can't fly drones in New Hampshire. And who better to fill us in than David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org, and joins me most Tuesdays here on All Things Considered. Hi there.
Hi there.
Well, when you heard about this ruling, your first thought was to start checking around this state. And what did you find?
My first thought when somebody talked about it, I said, no, this doesn't affect us because we don't have any national parks. There's no national parks in New Hampshire. The only one in the Northeast is Acadia. But there are properties that are owned and operated by the Park Service. The historic site up in Cornish that was the home of the famous sculptor, which is
Augustus St. Gaudens, right.
And that is a drone-free area now, about 170 acres there. I called them up, and they said, yeah, we just got the rule, and nobody, to their knowledge, has ever tried to fly a drone there, but now if they do, they'll be asked to stop. But there's one other place in New Hampshire that the Park Service controls that is now has to be drone-free, and that is the Appalachian Trail. The trail, which of course runs about 2,000 miles from Maine down to Georgia and cuts through New Hampshire, there's now this stretch of land cutting across New Hampshire that you cannot fly a drone over. It's only a couple hundred feet wide in most places. So you have to fly it, stop, carry it across the trail, then take it off again.
Now, the White Mountain National Forest is a different story, not run by the Park Service, so different rules in effect.
That's exactly right. And by the way, National Forest and National Park, it's not just a semantic difference. They have different goals. The national parks are supposed to be kept pristine and for recreation. National Forests, as we all know from those signs we see on the highway, they say land of many uses. National Forests are designed not just for recreation, but also for other uses, notably logging. And it turns out that you can fly drones in the White Mountains. You have to follow the usual regulations, stay below 500 feet above the ground, and it cannot be flown for commercial purposes, which is still illegal. But you can fly them all over the White Mountains with one rather interesting proviso, is that in the wilderness areas, you cannot take them off or land them there. You can fly them, but you can't land them or take them off. Well, what the law enforcement said, that there's a longstanding rule is that you can't land or take off airplanes in the wilderness areas, which I assume is aimed at float planes landing on lakes. And they decided that also applies to drones. So you can fly them throughout the White Mountains. You just can't land or take them off if you're in a wilderness area.
There was a viral video last year from Norway about a quadcopter that came across a moose. And the moose looked like, for all the world, that it was desperately trying to figure out what the heck this flying thing was. This is a situation we might potentially see in this state.
And that's one of the issues, actually, is there's concerns about them being used to spook wildlife, people trying to film it, problems even out in the wilderness. I mean, to a certain extent, this is kind of funny, all these goofy little rules overlapping. But to a certain extent, they make a lot of sense. If I'm out hiking in the whites, I really don't want to have, a bunch of quadcopters buzzing by me and disturbing things. So there's a legitimate issue to think about here.
And we talked about some of the federal rules and regulations. What about the state? Have lawmakers said much yet about drones and UAVs?
Yeah, there have been attempts to regulate drones, mostly on privacy concerns and related to law enforcement. There was a bill that passed the House this year that got tabled in the Senate eventually that would have said that police departments, law enforcement can't use drones without a search warrant, and they have to get rid of the material within a certain amount of time. And it also would place some limits on personal use. And again, it entirely privacy concerns, the idea of your neighbor sending the drone overhead to take pictures of you while you're in your swimming pool. In the federal law, of course, the Federal Aviation Administration is in the process of trying to design rules about whether there's any commercial use. So, for example, the Telegraph would love to be able to have a drone and take pictures of fire scenes or something from above, and that is forbidden right now. You can't have any commercial use of drones. There's concerns about safety. There's concerns of it's a complicated issue, and it's a classic example of the way new technology always outruns rules and regulations and even social mores, and we kind of have to figure out how we want to deal with it.
The Park Service said they wanted to work on their rules now because, and I'm quoting the director of the service, Jonathan Jarvis here, we wanted to get ahead of Christmas when everyone is going to get one.
There are so many new models coming out all the time, and you can get for just a few hundred bucks now, and they're not too hard to fly, although I have a friend who crashed one in the Nashua River the other day, so they do have their drawbacks.
Well, David, thanks so much.
Okay.